Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, the globalists are getting ready to flush Obama. Here's the headline, Aimless Obama Walks Alone. 51% don't want second term for President Obama. On and on. That's all coming up. We've got Kurt Haskell, who's been at the trial of the underwear bomber, popping at the start of the next hour. But let's take your calls now. I want to talk to everybody who's been at the demonstrations, either Occupy Wall Street or in the Fed, and get your take on all of it. Let's go ahead and see who's been holding the longest here. That would be Ladd in Texas. Ladd, thank you. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, look, I just wanted to tell you, I wanted to mention just a few things, but first thing I wanted to mention about the Houston Federal Reserve building occupation, number one, it was just flat out fantastic. I mean, to have the wealth of knowledge and conviction that so many people that were united standing together against the fraudsters that created this mess, man, it was just incredible. I mean, tears almost come to my eyes because, you know, I wanted to mention the second thing that has meant a lot to me, Alex. What you have done for me personally and my family is being incredible. When I saw you, I was at the Houston location, and when I saw you, I told you that my name was Ladd because I'm the ultimate knife guy. And you looked at me like I looked familiar, but when I said, yeah, I'm the ultimate knife guy, you said, yeah, I know you look familiar. It was great to finally meet you. You got a great knife. You know, we've been supporting your website, and we've been advertising on your site, and it's done so much for us, even as a small business. I can't even thank you enough for what you've done.
Now, you got that Fox Karambit knife because I've watched your video. So that's how I recognize you. And was that your sweet little daughter you had with you?
No, actually, that was a little girl that was with another family. And when I read what she had, because it was the rules to Monopoly, and I know a lot of your listeners probably already know this, but the rules to that Monopoly game, I saw about 2 months ago when my wife was reading it to my kids and she was laughing. And I said, "What's so funny, honey?" She said, "It's just the last rule on the game." And I said, "Well, what does it say?" And she said, "Well, it's amazing, you know, hon, because it says loans, the bank loans money to players who mortgage their property. The bank can never go broke. If the bank runs out of money, the banker may issue as much as needed by writing on ordinary paper." And that's what that girl had. And she said, "And I'm not playing the game." That was so convicting to see that little girl who had.
No, it allows the insiders to totally take over the entire society. Great to hear from you. God bless, Ladd. Okay, let's go to another caller. I'm trying to move quick today now that we're going to the calls. Debbie in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I just wanted to tell you that we went to the Occupy LA over the weekend, and the police were really nice, the LAPD. Because a bunch of us moved over the overpass so we could have all that traffic looking at our signs. And the cops did circle above us, and then they came onto the freeway. And when they got out, I was expecting them to tell us to move. But they didn't. They said they loved us, and they supported us. And they just wanted us to keep our signs on this side of the rail so we didn't drop anything onto the freeway. But Danny Glover showed up. And
Well, listen, the police have been told everywhere but New York, don't get in people's face because they understand the public's mad and a spark could lead to a conflagration. Some Democratic operatives admit they do want to go ahead and get riots going and make it a class warfare thing. Also, the police don't want to brutalize people because they know it'll bring media attention to you. But also the police know Wall Street's corrupt, but it's good. They tried to totally shut down protests the last decade. But more and more, the police are acting like a First Amendment exists, also because they've lost thousands of lawsuits nationwide. Thousands. Anything else you want to add from Los Angeles?
That was over there at the Federal Reserve.
Well, stay there. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. We'll be right back.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to salute you. TV stations in Des Moines, Iowa, Dallas, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Literally hundreds of news articles. If you put Alex Jones Fed in, and that's just rallies all around the country with people out there protesting against the Fed, getting on local television, getting serious issues covered. And that's just examples of where my name and InfoWars.com got mentioned. I just Googled Alex Jones Fed to see how much coverage our little demonstrations had. And it turned out all over the country, our listeners went out to occupy the Fed and told the media why they were there and mentioned my show and what we're doing. Great way to get people across the country to go check out, you know, who Alex Jones is, who Ron Paul is. Very, very exciting. Is that web you're clicked on or news? If you click on news, you'll... Yeah, but click on the news tab of Google if you want to show them, because that's web, I think. No, it's up at the top. You just scroll up to the top right there on the sidebar. You just scroll to the top, and then, you know, the control bar right there at the top. Okay, and then click on news where it says news right there. There you go. And then that's where you can go through it. But it's very, very exciting to see this happening. And if you just type in the Fed, you get hundreds and hundreds of news articles, TV stations. I mean, think about what we're doing. We're not just going to let George Soros and the Democrats claim that revolution against corruption on Wall Street is more taxes and more collectivism that the monopoly capitalists use to control us and steal our wealth. We're out there really putting real issues on the table, just like Ron Paul running for president is. And whether he wins or loses, we win by putting real issues out there. We've got the superior information. We've got the superior fighters. And all we got to do is take the field and we'll win every time. So I salute all of you. All right, I want to go back to your calls from listeners who've been at events around the country. And we were talking to Debbie in California, and then I'll go to everybody else. I went to her a little bit late before the break, so I'm going back to her. So you were at the L.A. in the Fed. You said you blocked or got on the highway and did banner hangs and got a lot of attention. The police left your First Amendment alone. That's good. What happened next?
Passed over the freeway and got a lot of support. Most of the people honked in support. My sign said, "In the Fed, stop the unconstitutional printing press for the Wall Street Casino," and in larger font, Infowars.com. And because I had the Infowars.com, there were a lot of people that came up and gave me high fives because they were listeners, including this little seven-year-old boy. I have never, with an Infowars.com and Ron Paul sign, I've never seen anyone so small and enthusiastic.
Well, Debbie, I've got to say this. It's wonderful, but it's also like torture because I know who I am. I'm not perfect. I try to be a good person, but I understand my faults. And then when I go to these events and see men, women, children, every race, every religion, little children looking up to me like this, it's just such a responsibility. And I'm proud of a lot of the work I've done, but at the same time, I realize I'm just human, and I get so afraid that I don't ever want to let people down. Because even the smallest mistakes get twisted, or even things that aren't mistakes get twisted. But I just want to say I love you guys. And people kept thanking me for coming out and demonstrating against the Fed. Thank you for coming out. We're all the same. We love liberty. We understand what's happening. I'm nothing special. I'm just somebody that came along earlier than some of you. But I stand on the shoulders of people that came before me. You are all just as good as I am or better. So I want to say you're wonderful. But you know, when you tell me about little kids coming over to you because you had the InfoWars sign, that is such a responsibility, Debbie.
He got interviewed. The little kid got interviewed by one of the news stations that was there. I'm not sure which one, but it was in LA.
Well, continue. Continue with what the little kid said and what you saw.
He loves InfoWars. He listens to Alex every single day, and he is all for the In the Fed. They're crooks, he said.
So well, that's why. Go ahead.
Hopefully he'll share that at school. And we all know that you're human, Alex, but you still inspire us.
No, I know. It's just that people always say, you're great, you're wonderful. And, you know, I'm a guy who eats too much. You know, I'm a guy who has a bad temper. And I understand. I'm just a regular guy. And I never sought or wanted to, you know, more and more become a figurehead for liberty. And quite frankly, it's like the Wayne's World thing where they're saying, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. God bless you. I appreciate your call. What an exciting call from Debbie. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Doris in Tennessee. Doris, welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Doris. Welcome.
Hey. We protested Gibson Guitar. And I have been awake about the same amount of time you have. I've been telling people about the Federal Reserve, but I'm a Prison Planet member, and I buy all the vitamins and all that stuff, and they're great. Now, the Government Accountability Office did an audit, you know, back in July, and they found out that, you know, there had been $16 trillion of secret bailouts.
Yes.
To people like Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, Barclays, Bear Stearns, Goldman Sachs. I mean, it's ridiculous. What we were, it was on Fox News for about 2 minutes. Then people, you know, they just, I mean, they just don't even act like they even heard it.
Well, the globalists are masters. Back at the time, they said it's only 800 and something billion, and the banks are going to pay it back. So they use that red herring of the bailout. But that was just one part of it. The bailout allowed the Federal Reserve to monetize trillions in debt, give themselves trillions of our tax money. And as you mentioned, it's 16 plus trillion. There's another 10 trillion plus that they won't tell us about. And that's been a couple years since we got new numbers. Who knows what it is now? And I hear these mainline neocon hosts going, it's only 870 something billion, and it was all paid back. No, it wasn't. And of that 800 billion, remember when the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, quote, ordered under national security, even though they didn't have the authority, they ordered local banks to take some of it. And some banks refused and said, well, I don't care if you order it. I mean, I've seen articles the last 3 years of feds order pension funds to invest in this and that to prop up market. And they order companies to invest pension funds in their derivatives. And because federal regulators show up at these pension funds, sometimes with hundreds of billions, they follow the order. It's all just knuckle-dragging gangster government shows up and we're here to order you to take a vaccine. Well, where's the law? I got a cop behind me. You know, well, that's a federal building. It says Federal Reserve. It's all hoaxes and fraud. And I'm so glad you bring up that fact because I hear these talking points. You know, the left has their talking points of raise taxes, get the rich people. That's all Federal Reserve written. And then on the right, they've got the talking point of the Federal Reserve is, you know, basically created the planet, and they're the reason flowers bloom and fish swim and birds tweet. It's just amazing. And then they want to paint any demonstrations. I see all the big mainline neocon sites, except for the Drudge Report, out there criticizing Ron Paul, criticizing in the Fed, saying, I can't believe Ron Paul supporters want to team up with the dirty hippies. Don't go down there and hang out with them commies. We have the Occupy Wall Street people, in most cases, coming over and henpecking us and griping at us for because the Democrats have told them that we're evil Republicans. And then they're mad at us because we're evil Republicans. And then the evil Republicans that they're talking about are attacking us. We're the real group. Ron Paul's the real guy. Well, the whole system attacks him. We know the real threat. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm ranting. Anything else?
Okay, yes. Okay. You know, it was Ron Paul that got Alan Grayson amendment to the Dodd-Frank bill.
Yes.
And it was Ron Paul that got that done. Now, when they did that audit, they didn't go as far as Ron Paul wanted to go. It was H.R. 1207. And when they did find out, though, I mean, they did get to the bottom of it. And see, here's what people don't understand. All this money has gone out, and then the people here are losing their jobs.
No. I mean, it's insane. I mean, look, the country is falling apart. And Herman Cain's answer is, if you're not rich, it's your fault. Okay, if somebody's not rich in North Korea, is it their fault? Yes, the American system is the best it's ever been anywhere in history. This is the land of opportunity. There are a lot of deadbeats. But to say, if you're not rich, it's your fault. Okay, let's say you're in the Marine Corps and a mine goes off and blows your eyes out and blows one of your arms off. Is it your fault you're not rich now as the government swindles your military pension and gets ready to basically get rid of it and kills what's left with inflation? I mean, this statement that if you're not well off, it's your fault. Oh, really? You're in a car wreck. A Mack truck smacks into you, breaks your back. Now you're being kicked off your disability. Really, Herman Cain, is it your fault? My point is, you got this Federal Reserve guy up there, the biggest welfare recipients in the galaxy, and he's lecturing everyone. And I see all these mainline conservatives. You tell them Wall Street's perfect, Herman. Federal Reserve, look at them Ron Paul people. They're hanging out with them dirty hippies going up against our Federal Reserve. It's federal. It's going to take care of them. And Herman Cain going to fix it. Oh, man, I tell you, they're just as dumb as Obama supporters. I mean, is there no con you people won't buy into? More calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready to go wilderness, 72 hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex life what it used to be? Don't ignore these changes. Your prostate health can affect your whole life. Call right now to discover the Beta Prostate free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body maintain prostate health. This includes stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying. It even reduces waking at night from the urge to go. Take care of your prostate, and it will take care of you. Learn how to try Beta Prostate free. You only pay a low shipping and handling fee. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514. As an extra bonus, get our men's libido formula to support better intimacy for both you and her. It's yours absolutely free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-511-4514. That's 1-800-511-4514.
All right, we're back live. We're going straight back to your calls. I will be getting into the fall of Barack Obama. I told you, 3 years ago when Obama deception came out. Hard to believe it came out in March of 2009. So I guess that's Obama's been in 2.5, 3 years. I don't know. How long is that? 2.5 years or so? The film came out, and I said he will be destroyed politically. And I explained how I could tell that was going to happen. Because they were getting ready to implode the country. They always blame the sacrificial lamb. And people are like, this film's insane. This guy's got an 80% approval rating. He's the Christ. Remember they had black preachers saying he was like Jesus? The one and all that bull? Yeah, the one to take the blame for everything. There's about a 90% chance now they're going to fully destroy Barack Obama. There's a 10% chance they're going to blow up a bunch of stuff and resurrect him politically. Or they could do a failed assassination attempt, like a Taiwanese president got caught 6-7 years ago with even fake bullet wounds. Remember that? Didn't get much attention, but it was in the news. I mean, they got a few things they could pull, but it looks like they're going with fully destroying Barack Obama. That's coming up after I take some more calls. Got a bunch of economic news. I promise I'm going to go through it all. We got a lot of time here to take calls, but I don't go out on the road a lot, but I'm planning to do it more and more. But, you know, I don't have security. I just plunge myself out into the crowd, and I'm not like a politician. I used to always see politicians just shaking people's hands like a zombie and not really paying attention to them, and I thought, how dare them be fake? But I know why they're fake. There is like this weird psychological calculation that's made when you size somebody up. When you actually shake their hand and actually talk to them and actually ask their name and actually look them in the eye and then even answer their questions. So at one event, there's like 400, another 300, another 150 or so, whatever it was. And I've just got, when I'm not bullhorning, person after person after person talking to me, looking in the eye. They're sizing me up. I'm sizing them up. And I'm not going into zombie mode with them. But I've caught myself sometimes about 2 hours, 3 hours into a demonstration, after I've shook hundreds of hands and hugged people and listened to them, I'll catch myself as I'm going, kind of, and then I get back to the car and just like, ugh. There is nothing more tiring. Because I'm actually talking to you. I'm actually seeing you. You know, like they say in Avatar, one of the only new agey things in there I agree with, because it's not new age, it's old age. Of sizing somebody up when you know, when they say, I see you. I mean, I see what you are. I look into you. I pick up your essence. I feel your presence. You know, when you ever get around really famous people or really powerful people, that is the only thing that's interesting, is they're still regular people, but they've always got this aura. Even more so, like a lot of times you'll think a movie star doesn't look that like that in person, and then when you get around them in person, it's like the charisma, like starlets. Take. I have met in person famous female stars who I didn't find particularly attractive in the film, and then you meet them in person, and you go, "Wow, I can tell why you're a movie star." It's very strange to, but it's not a negative thing. But when people are your fans and they admire you, it's almost like the adulation and the energy they're shooting at you drains you. It drains you. I mean, I am stumbling around 2 days later. Stumbling around. I went to a UFC fight, too. You know, Joe Rogan, good friends with him going back like 13 years. I've known Joe since like 1998 when he was doing stand-up here in Austin. Joe Rogan, host of Fear Factor, UFC. He was just a big, funny, hilarious part in The Zookeeper. And he said, hey, he sent me a text, said, I heard you're coming to Houston for the In the Fed thing. And you want some UFC tickets and go to dinner beforehand. And I went to that, and even the UFC. I mean, everywhere I went in Houston, shake hands. And again, that is an illustration of just how big the Liberty Movement is. Because I'm just one prominent person in the worldwide fight to awaken humanity out of their trance. So when I get on there and say, hey, everywhere I go, I'm running into more people, that's a sonar ping. Because you're not known. 99% of you that listen are not public figures. You're not well known. So you don't know how big our liberty movement is. It's big. Ron Paul should be the next president. Ron Paul is the front runner. Ron Paul is the man. But the system is trying to act like he isn't numero uno. But we're going in the right direction. Exponential liberty movement. That's why the globalists are trying to trigger and then co-opt the Occupy Wall Street so they can misdirect the revolution. We'll be right back with your phone calls. A ton of news straight ahead. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video is available at longtermgreen.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
You know, as I sat there watching the UFC fighters beat the living daylights out of each other and blood spewing, particularly bloody group of bouts, guys with blood spilling out of broken noses all over the other person, I realized why people like gladiatorial events, because it's about the human struggle. It's about two men facing each other down. But the system is expert at stylizing it and basically making it ceremonial or vestigial. But there's other forms of war going on every day. Many communist and fascist and others, well, when Hitler went into Poland, he killed hundreds of thousands of the intelligentsia, not just the Jews, but the Polish intelligentsia, doctors, sociologists, psychologists, writers, journalists. And then when the Soviets came in after World War II and took over Poland, they did another purge. Pol Pot, as you know, killed around 30% of the Cambodian population under U.S. government funding. President Brzezinski's written two books bragging about it. And they killed everybody who could write. And a lot of folks would act like they couldn't write. And so they found out you had glasses. If you could afford glasses, you were taken out and killed. That's why it's called the killing fields. Just giant piles everywhere of people shot in the head. When they ran out of bullets, they just tied you up and hacked you up with a machete. That's how the UN likes to run genocide over in Africa. I guess they say it's more fun to actually not just shoot somebody, but get a little loving in. So I could pass like it. See, the globalists, they kill our minds with the sodium fluoride, with the bisphenol A, and the plastics with the GMO. That's a story I want to tell, and I'm going back to your calls. And by the way, after we've talked to Steve and Pappy and Lauren and Emmanuel and Darby and others, I want to specifically for In the Fetters who are there demonstrating in Dallas. I'm told there's going to be some demonstrations for In the Fed up in Dallas tonight. And I do need to get out there and get the address of it and cover it in the next segment. And I also want to hear from the folks, because I'm told a few dozen people stayed overnight at the Dallas Fed, and then that people more showed up Saturday and Sunday, and then off and on, at least 10 people have been camping out there. I want to salute you, because that's the thing that really starts to draw media attention. Realize that we got hundreds of newscasts, hundreds of newspapers to report on In the Fed this weekend. Hundreds of mainstream and alternative. That is millions of dollars of publicity towards the real enemy, towards the private Federal Reserve. They hope it's all just going to be nebulous. Capitalism's bad. Let's raise taxes on the middle class. That'll fix it, which is what the globalists want. The Herman Cain model. Only Herman Cain and Sean Hannity and all these Republican leaders, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, could come out and say, we need VAT and sales tax to pay off our debt. And conservatives are like, pay our share, that's right. Put in a federal sales tax, that's a great idea. That Alex is a liberal. He isn't for new tax. I'm conservative. I want to pay it to the Federal Reserve. Herman Cain said, and we got to pay it. You get so sold on a fair tax to get rid of the income tax that when they bait and switch it and keep the income tax and the Social Security tax, 9 for income to phase it out. Of course, it'll never get phased out. 9 for Social Security. And 9 on the sales tax. Might as well just put 9 bullets in your head or jump off a cliff 9 times. 9, 9, 9. How'd the Federal Reserve give us the income tax? Oh, I've got to do an article or a video about this. I know I've read it in historical news reports over and over again. Anybody can pull this up. Like, I know there's a lot of writers that listen to the show and then write off the ideas we talk about here. I don't care who covers it. We'll link to your story up at Infowars.com. You can look up the income tax of 1913 that they got passed right along with the Federal Reserve Act. Wasn't really ratified, but so what? It's a hoax. It was a 1% tax on the top 1%. Oh, this is all Federal Reserve propaganda. They were like, listen, it's only a tax on the top one. The 99% don't pay diddly jack squat. And it's only a 1% tax on the top 1%. These guys have got an old dusty playbook. And hey, if it works, if that old 1951 design of a certain type of topwater bait works, why not keep buying it? Granddaddy did, and granddaddy's granddaddy did. And let me tell you, it works really good. Some of those old design, you know, 1905 topwater designs are still some of the best. And they get out that, they say, how'd we do it in 1913? Well, we told them it's going to be a 1% tax on the 1%, and that 99% of you, I've seen the news articles, 99% to be exempt, get that 1%. But still, they couldn't fool the American people. And so they didn't ratify it in all the states, but they just said they ratified it and put it on through. Just like they said the Federal Reserve was federal when it's not. And Mr. Benson and Mr. Beckman went to all 44 states that were in existence then, in 1913, and they went in and found out some didn't even ratify it, period. Others didn't completely ratify it. Others refused to even hear it, but were marked as present, and then it happened. And the feds just announced, we have the ratification, falsify the certification. But that part doesn't matter, because people didn't really care. It was only 1% that was going to pay it, and that was 1% until World War II. And they used the provisions in it for a wartime tax. We're fighting Hitler and Tojo and Yamamoto. Are you patriotic? Are you going to have that withholding tax? going to let us withhold 20%? You know, your sons are over there dying in foreign fields. Are you going to pay that tax? Are you patriotic? Write the check payable to the Federal Reserve. They're going to handle it. And they funded Hitler the whole time. Woo, worked good, didn't it? And then they said, it's only a temporary tax instituted in 1941 and the week after Pearl Harbor when we got hit. And did they get rid of the withholding? Oh, that was for the 1%. It was only for the rich. Only for the ultra rich to get part of your paycheck paid right to them at the Federal Reserve. And right now they got the great grandsons, the pimps. They've got the Rockefellers, David Rockefeller, the son of the scammer at the time. They've got Warren Buffett up there, always meeting, lecturing you how you need to pay more taxes. You need to pay more taxes to pay your fair share because he's rich. He's a billionaire. And he wants to tell you, and he's a good billionaire who gave his money, 40-something billion tax-free, Warren Buffett, 50-something billion from Bill Gates because he cares so much about you. Then you go check it. Their entire empires are now tax-free, even though they operated a profit. Then they put it into other subsidiaries, and their wealth has massively increased. And all they do is spend part of the profit of their now tax-free businesses that nobody can compete with to finance eugenics worldwide. And Bill Gates comes out and lectures groups of college students in the education department at a major university last year, and he says, if we don't give grandma end of care in the last year of her life, and he smiles like a devil, he says, some call it death panels, but so what? He goes, that's what it is. And he got this little smile, and he said, you'll get 10 jobs. And there was a ooh, and he liked it. He was teaching people, when you kill old people, you get jobs. And all the dumb little yuppies were buying into the sum game, small pie system. And he was like, that's right. We don't give people health care. You get a job. You get something when somebody loses. Do you like that? This is one of the most wicked little Hitlers in the world. And they were all, you bet we do. There was a smacking and a hissing. Oh, and covered in Newsweek, the case for killing Granny, with an image of a plug pulled out of a wall. Yeah, he teaches us to be predators when Grandma dies or when we don't give somebody eye surgery. You know, what is the guy worth $200 million running around, say, who's got all the big, Halliburton stock and Dyncorp stock? What is the self-propelled little fascist posing as a liberal, say, Michael Moore? He says it's patriotic to have a cane instead of eye surgery. It's patriotic to wait a year for brain surgery. Crawl in a hole and die. There's too many of you. Big fat demons like me want all your taxes. Oh, yeah, because the real predators know how to sidle up to you and tell you, I'm NPR. Sweet little, here, I'm an NPR voice.
Today on All Things Considered, brought to you by the Rockefeller Foundation, we're going to soothe you to sleep. Trust me, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, little sheepy. When you awake, we would have chewed your guts out. Drink the fluoride, baby. Give your baby formula that's over half the corn syrup. Give them mercury shots. Watch the childhood cancer skyrocket. Watch the IQs fall. Watch the murder and death happen. Cause after all, killing Granny is sweet. Oh, we're so liberal. Oh, we have sweet little voices. Oh, we're gonna take good care of you. We're so liberal. But you don't like us? Well, there's Herman Cain on the other side. That's right, he worked for the Federal Reserve. He's got a new tax for you. It's so cute. Oh.
I can't handle it anymore.
I just can't handle it. I mean, I have to sit here and see these people naked in front of me. All their crimes, all their sickening gibbering, getting off on conning people. The demonic Bill Gates eyes just fired up, full psycho killer on parade. I mean, you look at that guy, and it's just, those eyes are on. I mean, it's Predator, and it's he enjoys it. He prances around, and it just goes on and on for him, the power trip. Ugh. We are uncloaking you, though, buddy boy. We're uncloaking you. All right, you've held long enough. Steve in New York, you're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Alex. I love that lullaby. I'm dying to see the YouTube version of it coming out. anyway, yeah, I spent over the weekend at the Occupy Wall Street. And, yeah, it's pretty interesting. In fact, I'm like the woman earlier was mentioning about the cops being actually pretty sympathetic in, you know, Houston and other areas and that. And I'm really finding that in a lot of ways the cops that are hanging out around that area are pretty much been accepted as being part of the protest, as being part of the 99%. You know, they're going over talking to people, asking them what their sign means, you know, what they're about and stuff. And in general, there's a good discourse all around. People are, you know, talking to people, you know, you've got your liberals and your conservatives and your Wall Streeters and everybody talking back and forth. And I think that's something that, you know, we really haven't had in a long time. It's like a giant living room in the middle of the city.
No, you're right. And that's why the system wants us to not talk to the police. They don't want the police talking to us because we're all just humans. We're all Americans. And the police are going to have their future destroyed. In fact, when I started going into that whole rant about how we're being poisoned, the Dallas cops did put a cage around us and were kind of bugging their eyes out, and they had a gang unit. Some of the cops came over and said, no, we know about the Federal Reserve. We appreciate what you're doing, you know, off record. But that was the commanders, you know, people in charge. Some of the cops were laughing when I was saying this is not federal. And I went over and I said, listen, I was real nice. I said, this isn't a joke. This is serious. And the cops are kind of giving me this where they try to intimidate you, where they do the scary eye. And I just looked at the guy and I said, let me tell you something, buddy. They're poisoning your water and your food. Cancer's up several thousand percentage points. Diabetes. The GMO is sterilizing all mammal species to almost 100% within three generations in every study. I was explaining to him rat studies. And some were still kind of laughing about it. And I said, listen, it isn't funny. And I said, a lot of you aren't going to listen. But when your young wife dies of breast cancer early or your kid dies, it isn't funny. Then they look kind of freaked out, but then kind of aggressive. And then I saw him go over to the head cop. And I heard the cop going, he was being really mean and saying horrible things. I don't appreciate it. I almost went over, but I was tired and about to leave. And she was saying something to him. But the point is, that cop was kind of mad at me for saying that. Like, I was threatening his kids, telling the guy, don't let your kid, you know, use cocaine. It's not trying to hurt your kid. Or telling you, don't drink out of bisphenol A, or don't give your kids this baby formula made out of deadly, toxin-filled, you know, garbage and melamine and all of it. The mercury, warning you. You know, when the cops are laughing at you, I'm like, listen, buddy boy, this isn't a joke. Just because you think it's funny doesn't make it one. I'm a real person that's done the research, that cares enough to break my trance and come out here on a Friday night and warn you. So don't play games. Now, I didn't get like that, but that's basically what I was trying to explain to them. This isn't a game. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. The other thing, too, like you were mentioning before, the idea of Move On and all these organizations trying to co-opt it, which they definitely are. But this is what they're sort of organized through this great, this grand assembly type of thing. So everybody sits down and discusses. They have to have, you know, basically a consensus on what they do for the marches and this and that. And there's so many people that are so vehemently against being co-opted by anybody that, you know, they'll gladly accept the donations and stuff, but they're refusing to, like, go by anybody's particular, you know, diet.
No, you're right, and because it's a pure democracy, it remains a mob. It's got to be a republic. They should adopt the Constitution. They should adopt the constitutional dean, Ron Paul, who's already figured it all out. And again, I didn't just believe what Ron Paul said. I did my own historical research. Perfect voting record, understands our problems, predicted it 30 years out. I mean, the fact that Ron Paul is at this point, this paramount point in his career, of liberty, right as all this is cresting, is how the universe works. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Tyranny's cresting, liberty is beginning to crest. And the collision is on. Every bit of energy we put into this now is key. And yeah, it's because Occupy Wall Street thinks they're being totally nebulous and not having any direction. That's why Obama can project onto this white wall whatever he wants. They don't understand that. They should adopt Ron Paul. Instead, they're letting operatives like MoveOn kind of slowly control them to where they're now, we're not going to that Alex Jones thing. He's for Ron Paul and ending the Fed. We like the government. I mean, that's what I've been told. It's not the government. See, they're just, but again, that's not everybody in the movement. But because they don't take on an ideology, well, the globalists have projected one onto them. Great points. More calls coming up. Tons of news. Kurt Haskell popping in with big news on the underwear bomber news. That inside job. We got big, big info coming up. A bunch of breaking stuff. You'll want to stay with us.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
I'm right there.
Okay, Kurt Haskell, who survived the underwear Christmas Day bomber, who's a lawyer, has been covering the trial. Big breaking news on that front. Of course, he broke the news almost 2 years ago. The government got him on the plane, but it gets even crazier. That's coming up for one segment. Then I'll continue with calls. I need to start getting into this news. BPA levels in humans far higher than previously thought. No kidding. It's in everything now. What's it do? Lowers your life expectancy, increases cancer, lowers fertility, and makes you obese, amongst a big other list of horrible things, all by design. different companies are now lobbying to not allow it to be taken out when it's very easy to use other plastic formulas. Continuing, fast and furious weapons were found in Mexico. Cartels enforce her home. I want to spend a lot of time today on this, at least 5 minutes or so. The design destruction of Barack Obama, Rahm Emanuel, the Democrats all deserting him by design. What Herman Cain is up to, that's all coming up. I briefly want to encourage listeners to visit Infowars.com for the anti-globalist t-shirts. It'll help you meet like-minded people in your area. And the purchase also supports this broadcast and the news site and our growing organization and reporters and server costs and everything we're doing here. We couldn't have done any of this without you. And we've got a great films that are available at Infowars.com, like Invisible Empire, Terror Storm, Obama Deception, Endgame, Fall of the Republic. And we're carrying the best gravity filters I've ever used, because I needed some more of these getting ready for what's coming down in this country. And I did a lot of research. I had Tim in the back try out a bunch of different brands. We have found, with the specs and a side-by-side comparison with all of their competitors, ProPure is the way to go. Stainless steel, gravity filter system, bigger filters, more filtration. Just go look at the side-by-side at Infowars.com. Click on the shopping cart and check out the water filtration systems. We also have our stainless steel water bottles at Infowars.com on them that do hundreds and hundreds of gallons and reduce everything, you know, make swamp water safe to drink. This, though, basically gets almost everything out. Fluoride's so small, it's even harder. It reduces fluoride, but you can buy special filters that knock it out to non-detectable levels. Again, all available at Infowars.com. ProPure, and your purchase supports this broadcast and what we are doing. Let's go ahead and talk to Darby in North Carolina. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, man?
Good.
I'm 21. I've been listening to you about 3 years. I want to thank you for waking me up, man. You truly changed my life. But anyway, I live close to Charlotte, North Carolina, and they had the Occupy Charlotte meeting on Saturday. And I got to say, there's a lot of people with the right intention down there, and there's a lot of people that know something's wrong down there. But the vast majority are just entirely clueless about the source of tyranny and oppression in America.
Well, that's why you're there. You were there to educate them. Did you have any success?
I did. I was met with some opposition. It's funny. When they first started the protest, and the guy's running through the rules of the protest that were given to him by the police, the last things he ends it with, and the protest started in a park right next to the Charlotte Federal Reserve Building. The last thing he says is, "Don't mess with the Fed." And he points over there and he's like, "This isn't CNPD, people. These are federal agents. Oh, just be scared."
Oh, no. That's what Occupy San Antonio said. They said, "Those are federal agents." And the Move On people were running it now. And they said, "You do not join with Ron Paul or Alex Jones." I'm going to try to air that Medina interview tonight where they told him all this. They were good a few weeks ago. But now, and you tell them, "No, it's not federal." And they go, "Shut up, right winger." And you're like, no, that's who stole the trillions.
I like George Soros. He runs everything now.
I mean, it's just they are so ignorant, and they love their ignorance. Incredible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.